Good morning, AWS, and welcome to the AWS Morning Brief. This episode is sponsored in part by DigitalOcean. That's right, DigitalOcean, the cloud provider that keeps things simple enough for a human being to understand, but still powerful enough to get work done. They have the traditional droplets. Think of those as virtual machines you can use. They have block storage offerings, and they have a fully managed Kubernetes environment as well, which sounds like the exact opposite of simple, but they found a way to make it work. To learn more, visit do.co/morning. That's right, do.co/morning. Now, what happened last week in the world of AWS? Amazon EKS now supports service-linked roles. This is an awesome feature, but because it's IAM-related and Kubernetes-related, it takes no fewer than 6 full paragraphs to explain exactly why. Amazon Polly launches Spanish newscaster-style voice. What? I swear I'm not messing with you. This is their actual headline, so I'm now forced to file a feature request for Polly to launch a Brazilian football sportscaster voice that can hold the word GOAL for a solid 90 seconds. Amazon RDS for SQL Server now supports multi-file native backups. What fresh hell does the SQL Server backup system look like that this is A, a thing, and B, only being released now, years after RDS supported this SQL engine in the first place? Amazon Redshift announces general availability for federated querying. You can use Redshift, an expensive data warehouse, for other, less expensive data sources now. AWS billing system go brrr. AWS OpsWorks for Puppet Enterprise now supports custom domains. I can't shake the feeling that Puppet's time has passed and its one shot at achieving immortality was getting its name enshrined in this AWS service. AWS Toolkit for JetBrains IDE adds new CloudWatch logs integration. This is a great idea. If you're spending $649 a year to license your IDE, you're absolutely the target market for CloudWatch logs. AWS X-Ray SDK for Go is now generally available. It's always kind of surprised me how many monitoring tools take a position of you've got to install our client libraries inside your application. I mean, I understand why that is the way that things work, but the fact that the first customer didn't laugh them out of the room is just astonishing to me. NICE DCV releases version 2020.0 with Surround Sound 7.1 and Stylus support. Now, I have no idea what NICE does, but I bet that Andy Jassy, AWS's CEO, who's famous for sending emails that say simply NICE, adores whatever it happens to be. AWS Data Transfer Out, DTO, 40% price reduction in South America, Sao Paulo region. First, no one calls it DTO ever. Secondly, this is a big deal because previously data transfer in Sao Paulo was at the level of that's gotta be a typo, but it wasn't. A bunch of enhancements come to the AWS Snowball Edge, faster hardware, Ops Hub GUI, IAM, and AWS Systems Manager. Those enhancements have all come out, and now that I'm trapped at home and have upgraded my video studio, who can I talk to at AWS about borrowing one? Let me know. You know where to find me. Capacity optimized spot instance allocation in action at Mobileye and Skyscanner. Taking a break from doing demos in his own account, Jeff Barr takes us on a tour through how capacity-optimized spot allocation is being done at actual customers. AWS continues its unfortunate trend of unfair frugality towards Jeff, if you'll remember they didn't buy him his own satellite so he could demo ground station properly, with also failing to acquire him a mid-sized company of his own to demonstrate these features upon. This episode is also sponsored in part by DataStax Accelerate. The conference I was originally going to keynote in person has been transformed. Accelerate, a no-squeal original series, a combination of livestream and on-demand binge-worthy episodes that capture how users and enterprises are succeeding with no-squeal and Apache Cassandra. It's like Netflix, but without the calories. Sign up at datastax.com/accelerate. Governance, risk, and compliance when establishing your cloud presence. This is on the AWS Management and Governance blog, a discussion of intelligent management of AWS organizations via landing zones. While the position of the post is, here's how to do it better than you probably are right now, the part left unsaid is, because we didn't offer any better guidance back when you built your monstrosities years ago. Monitoring your private internal endpoints 24/7 using CloudWatch Synthetics. Sadly, the most groundbreaking concept here for many of you is the concept of monitoring internal things in the first place. Send organizational AWS health events to Amazon Chime or Slack. Since nobody reads the health dashboard in AWS, and their emails are buried by AWS marketing's constant barrages, the only chance these events have of ever getting noticed is via annoying you on Slack. The outcome is great, the 40 steps to get the solution and its dozen services implemented are less great. How to verify AWS KMS asymmetric key signatures locally with OpenSSL. They'd better demonstrate how to do this in code, because absolutely nobody validates signatures manually. If my app doesn't validate something, I don't validate something. And lastly, round two, hybrid post-quantum TLS benchmarks. A benchmark from a public cloud provider that isn't aimed at trying and failing to make a competitor look terrible. Will wonders never cease? I was expecting them to take at least three digs at Azure as soon as I saw the word benchmark, but was disappointed. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'm cloud economist Corey Quinn. This is the AWS Morning Brief, and I will talk to you later this week.
This has been a Humble Pod production.
Stay humble.